This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A Denver sports executive is avoiding criminal trial in a bid rigging case thanks to a pardon from President Donald Trump. Tim Lewicki was president of the Denver Nuggets in the 1990s and later formed the company Oak View Group. He was accused of cutting a deal with a rival to prevent competition for an arena project. Lewicki was indicted earlier this year and faced 10 years in prison. Colorado has set new climate targets for natural gas utilities like Xcel Energy. CPR Sam Brash.
Natural gas burned in buildings for heating or cooking accounts for about a tenth of Colorado's climate warming emissions. To shrink the problem, state lawmakers approved a first-in-the-nation law in 2021. It requires investor-owned gas utilities like Xcel Energy to cut their emissions 22% by 2030. On Monday, state utility regulators set the next target, 41% by 2035. That means Xcel Energy must continue to find ways to shift their customers from natural gas to electricity. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
This week's storm dumped several feet of powder in the mountains. Chance Kiso is an editor with On the Snow, which tracks ski conditions. He says some ski areas could get upwards of 30 inches in the next week and a half.
That's going to open up so much terrain because it is staying cold. So the cats can get out, they can groom it, they can pack it down. I'm going to guess that week of Christmas is going to be when it really starts to kick off and you can get out and start seeing more of the mountain.
Several ski areas had to delay their openings this season due to the lack of snow. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.